Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we just want to say thank you. But truly, this is the day that you have made. Therefore, we choose to rejoice, and we choose to give you the honor and give you the praise now and forevermore. Father, we declare and decree, even on this call on tonight, that your will be done. Father, we decree that we are the blessed of the Lord. Father, we decree favor in the lives of your people. Father, we declare victory. Father, we declare, Lord, that things and situations are turning around for our favor. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that the enemy is already under our feet. We have the victory in Jesus' name. Father, we declare healing and breakthroughs in the lives of your people. We declare miracles begin to show up in the lives of your people. Father, we declare, Lord, breakthroughs that will come about in the lives of your people. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you're bringing forth wisdom and you're bringing forth strength in our life. We thank you, Holy Ghost, that you're lifting us up, Father, and nothing and no one shall stop us in the name of Jesus. We declare in the name of Jesus that you are our good shepherd, and because you are our shepherd, we have no need for want for anything. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the one that supplies all our needs according to your riches and glory. We declare in the name of Jesus that anything that has tried to rise up against us, Father, in judgment we shall condemn. It has no power. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for the work that you're doing. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the work that you have already started on the inside of us. We thank you and we declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, that you are perfecting everything that concerns us. And we thank you, Lord, that no weapon that shall be formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that your will be done in our lives. And Father, we say in decree, even on this call on tonight, let thy will be done, not our will, Father, but let thy will be done. Let thy sacred, let thy holy will be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we honor you, we love you. Come on, people of God, let's just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost in the name.
Thank you, Father, for miracles, breakthroughs, healing in the name of Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for great is our peace, and nothing shall cause us to stumble, Lord God. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you're our refuge, you're our fortress, you're our God. And we trust in you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you are a repairer of the breach, a restorer of the path to dwell in. We thank you, Lord, that we remember you and you give us the power to get wealth and you establish your covenant with us, Lord God, as you swear unto our forefathers to do. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the wealth and riches shall be in our house and righteousness endureth forever. We thank you, Lord, that you launched our deliverance. You shoot the arrow of deliverance, Lord God, and you command victory on behalf of your people. We thank you, Lord, that great peace have we because we love your law and nothing shall offend us. We dwell, Lord God, in your presence, Father God, and we glorify you, Lord God, as your anointing strengthens us and washes us and purifies us, Lord God, that no flesh shall glory in your sight. We thank you, Lord God, that you strengthen our leaders. We thank you, Lord God, that you cover and protect them, Lord God, from every attack of the enemy. When the enemy shall rise against them one way, they flee seven ways. Lord God, you promised to fight against those that fight against them, and we thank you, God, for protecting them. We undergird them and we bless them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that it shall even be as with Solomon, the half shall not even be told with the glory and the blessing that shall rest upon their lives, God. And as you bless them, you're blessing us, Lord God. As we strengthen and bless them, Lord God, you're blessing our family. You're blessing our elders. You're blessing our mothers. You're blessing our siblings, Lord God. And we bless and glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Father God, we thank you for this time that we can gather as a oneness, Father God, to come before you, Father God, boldly before the throne, Father God. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for moving through the pastor, Father God, to present this, that we can all be one with her, Father God. Now, God, I'm asking you, as we stand in the gap for the voiceless in this hour, Father God, who think they don't have a voice, Father God, but you have given us power to move, to be, to do, and to have. For you said that ye are gods, we are gods, but we shall die like men, Father God, because you've given us the power to become victorious in this hour, because we're more than conquerors over any situation that comes up, Father God. But even if our faith fails us, Father God, we stand in the gap and pull each other up, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for protecting our homes tonight, our cars and our vehicles, Father God. Protection on the job for anyone that tries to do any hurt or harm, seen and unseen, against us, Father God, as we stand in your name, Father God. Thank you for the healing of the broken hearts in this hour, that we can be whole through your name, Father. Thank you for the relationship, right business relationship, Father God. Father God, thank you for the wisdom in this hour and the discernment of who we can work with and who we might not be able to work with, Father God. We ask for this wisdom. I'm asking you, Father God, to comfort the ones who have lost someone, Father God, each and every day remembering, Father God, but embracing you and that they'll be okay, Father God. Thank you again for your power, the financial breakthrough, Father God, and even the reconnecting of the prophets to the prophetic ministry, Father God. I thank you for salvation for the families that have lost ones, Father God, and I thank you, God. Touch Brother Quinte Young in this hour. Awaken and jolt his spirit, Father God, as he connects through the prophetic hotline, Father God. Touch him and touch those who are looking for job opportunities. We see them whole and complete and even walking their vision. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, we praise you. We give you honor, O God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, O God, for your wisdom and for your understanding, O God. We thank you, O Lord, for our Bishop Eben R. Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan and each and every one of their children, Father and grandchildren. We thank you, God, and we ask for your blessings to be upon them. Now, Father, I ask that you would remember my children. Remember Quazel, Nzinga, Kajara, Jakaya, and Elijah. Bless and keep them, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the females, the women that are here on the call, and every family that's represented. We ask you, oh God, that you would touch their hearts and provide for them in ways that they need to be provided for, oh Lord. Father, lift up in the name of Jesus our firstborn sons, and I ask you, Father, that your blood will cover them in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray, oh God, for those that are here on the call listening, and God, that may need a touch from you, that you would touch them in a special way. We call you Jehovah Jireh tonight, God. Provide for those that need to be provided for, oh God. Give wisdom, give understanding and knowledge in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks again and praise for the grace, my God, you have placed upon our lives and upon this ministry, Father. Father, that, Lord, we can look to you, Lord, through the blood. And you could see us through the blood, Father, that's applied in our lives, applied in our homes, my God, apply, Lord, in our families, in our loved ones, in our brethren. We thank you, Father, for the supernatural and miraculous increase, Father, that you're imparting unto us, my God, your impartation of your anointing, Father, your impartation of your inspiration in the lives of us as your people, my God, even the lives of others. Father, we thank you, Father, that we can give you praise, honor, and glory, and adoration, and thanksgiving, and worship at your feet, and say, Lord, be thou exalted in the heavens. Be thou exalted in the earth. Be thou exalted, Father, in the midst of us all, because we decree and declare that the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. And Father, even as you lift up, Lord, our spiritual leaders before you, even as Bishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, we pray that your unction nights and continually, Lord Jesus, and let your ministering angels, Father, continue to minister strength and then grant endurance, my God, and perseverance to endure, my God, to the very end and to fight the good fight of faith, to lay hold on eternal life, keeping the faith and finishing the course to the very end. We give you thanks, Father, for your grace. We give you thanks for your favor. We thank you for open doors. We thank you, Lord, that you are the door. And Lord, when you put the foot your own ship, you go before us, my God. And we thank you for making every crooked path straight. The rough place is plain as well. We thank you, Father, for the hidden treasure of darkness, my God. You unfold into us. And we thank you for the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and adding no sorrow with it, Father. We thank you that we can rejoice in you. To know, Father, that you favor the righteous and the righteous cause. We thank you, Father, for your healing virtue that flows even through the lives of others, my God. I need a touch from you tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are still Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth us, my God. And we thank you, Father, for Lord arising. We decree, let God arise, let all our enemies be scattered, Father. Father, in the east, the west, the north, and the south, my God, you're scattered. Father, we thank you for covering even Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, and Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron. My God, the entire Jordan and Barron family, Zoe Ministry families, Father, in the globalization of the prophetic, that, Father, you will continue, my God, to keep your mighty hands upon it all. We thank you for your hedge of protection around the coasts, the borders, the shores. My God, the homes, the families, my God, you raise up a mighty standard by being a pillar of cloud of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. And let your light continue to shine forth of your countenance upon the lives of us as your people, as we give you glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for another day that you have made. And I thank you for the opportunity to be on this line. I ask you to bless your prophets in a mighty way. Bless Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah for their vision. God, give them even greater courage to just continue on in faith, God. Give them peace. God, I ask you to look upon your elderly people, God, and just cover them, God, and keep them from any hurt, harm, and danger, and from any senility or dementia or anything that would prevent them from operating successfully, God, for the remainder of their lives. Look upon my own sister, God, and look upon Mother Jordan and Mother Berrien and all of the elderly women and men, Lord. And I ask you, God, to just bless your people in a mighty way. Thank you for the people on this line tonight who are listening and who are praying. God, bless them. Strengthen them in their bodies and their minds. Give them the desires of their hearts as they turn their hearts towards you, Lord. And I pray for the prophets who are normally on this call but who may not be here tonight. God, bless them. Strengthen them in their hearts and their minds and their bodies. Give them physical healing. Meet their needs and prosperity, Lord, and help them to just pay their bills and to do things in integrity, God. I thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. And I thank you for each and every prophet on the line. Thank you, God, again. And pray for even Prophet Bostic and all of those who might be sick or shut in or who are in the healing phase, God, and I ask you for healing for my own body. And I thank you, Lord, for that healing. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. And Father God, we just thank you for another midnight cry, Lord God. We thank you for another opportunity to come together and pray, Father God. We thank you for all of those that are on the line tonight, Father God. And we thank you for those who could not be on the line tonight, Father God. We thank you for the covering of protection that you have over all of us connected on this line, over all the families, Lord God, over the children, Lord God. We thank you for healing in the body on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for Prophetess Aisha, Lord God. We thank you for Prophet Bostic, Lord God. We thank you for anybody dealing with any physical ailments in this season, Lord God. We just see them perfect, holding complete right now, Lord God. We thank you for healing any mental illnesses, Lord God. We thank you for touching the mind, Lord God. We thank you for a sound mind, Father. We thank you for healing and comforting any of those who are dealing with any forms of depression and anxiety, Lord God. We just ask that you comfort them right now and lift them up, Lord God. We thank you for peace in this season, Lord God. Peace in our homes, peace in our communities, Lord God. Peace in our churches, peace in our governments, Lord God. And just peace in this nation, Father. We thank you for love. We thank you for laughter. We thank you for love towards one another, towards love towards our fellow man, Lord God. We just ask you on tonight to touch hearts in this season, Lord God. Let people be compassionate towards their neighbor, Lord God. Touch hearts in this season, Lord God. Touch souls in this season, Lord God. I just ask you we just thank you for grace and your kindness and your mercy toward us, Father God. We thank you for our elders in this season, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Mary Berry, Lord God. We thank you for my parents, Lord God, our children, our siblings, Father. We thank you for touching our businesses in this time, Lord God. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for prosperous businesses in this season, Lord God. We thank you for money-making ideas, Father, for unique ideas, Lord God. We thank you for right connections and for divine connections, Father. We thank you for right timing in this season, Lord God. We thank you for right placement in this season, Lord God. We just ask that you order our steps, Lord God, and we thank you for going before us in all of our situations, Father, in every trouble that we may have. We thank you for just going before us and seeing it through, Lord God. We thank you for touching the hearts of our enemies, Lord God, and just making them kind and willing toward us to do what we need for all things work out for the good of those who love the Lord, Father. And we just thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the souls that the ministry is touching, Lord God. We thank you for the prophets, Lord God. We thank you for touching their minds, touching their hearts, touching their ears, such that they may continue to hear you, Father. And we thank you for all the miraculous things that you're doing even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for another midnight cry. Father God, we rejoice and we give your name the praise and the honor, Father God. Father God, we thank you for a new day even now, Father God. We thank you for touching even our leaders, Father God, and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God. We thank you for touching Mother Mary Berry and Mother Mary Jordan even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching the elderly, Father God, and keeping their minds, Father God. We thank you for even right healing, divine healing, Father God. We thank you that you're making every bone straight, Father God, even now. We know, Father, that it's only through your Son's blood, Father God, that we are saved, Father God, and that we can be washed white as snow, Father God. We thank you for doing even a new thing in our marriages, Father God, even now. We thank you for doing even a new thing, Father God, even in the lives of our sons and even in the lives of our daughters, Father God. We thank you for turning the hearts of the sons back to the Father, Father God. And we thank you for turning the hearts of the Father back to their sons. And we thank you for touching even the daughters, Father God, touching your daughters, Father God, touching their minds, even those that may have turned their back, Father God, on you. We thank you for keeping them, Father God, and showing your face and hand, Father God, in their lives, Father God. We thank you for doing even a new thing, Father God, inside of your pastors, Father God, inside of our leaders, inside of your bishops, Father God. We thank you for touching their minds, Father God. We thank you for touching even their hearts, Father God. Father God, we thank you for even giving and granting us love and peace, Father God. We thank you for a divine hedge of protection over our lives, Father God. We thank you for safe travels even in this season, Father God. No hurt, harm, or danger, Father God. We thank you for even renewing our minds, Father God, even now, Father God. We thank you even for, Father God, we thank you even now for touching our children, Father God. I want to thank you for touching my daughter, Father God, even now, baby Jay, Father God. And I want to thank you for even touching my spiritual brothers, Father God. Thank you for touching the company of prophets. Thank you for touching each and every listener on the line, Father God. Thank you for touching their families, touching their households, Father God. Thank you for a new jobs, Father God, on this line, Father God. We thank you for giving the people of God new jobs, Father God. We thank you for giving them divine healing, Father God, in their physical bodies, Father God. We thank you for giving their parents divine healing in their physical bodies, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the fire, Father God. We thank you for the fire right now, Father God, that you're burning within your people, Father God. We thank you for it. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this space, Father, that you are in this space, present and active, Father, listening and hearing our prayers, Father. Lord, we thank you for each and every prayer that is prayed this evening, Lord. Let each and every prayer, Lord, be packed and full of the directions and the instructions, Lord, that you have given us, Father. Lord, we continue, Lord, to come together, Lord. Let the congregation, Lord, and really minister.
Father Joy Hartley.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise, O God. Father God, we thank you for being the strength of our salvation, O God. And God, we thank you for letting the wicked fall in their own nest, O God. O God, we thank you for double portion, O God. We thank you for greater blessings, O God. O God, we thank you for wisdom and knowledge, O God, and understanding, O God. O God, we thank you, O God, for breaking generational curses, O God. O God, we thank you for molding us, O God. And, oh, God, we thank you, God, for each and every day that you have truly given us, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for truly we are your mouthpiece, oh, God. We thank you, God, that increase comes out of our mouth and blessings, oh, God. We thank you, God, for everything. We thank you, God, for blessing every office in your land, oh, God. We thank you that it's not our way, but it's your way, oh, God. Truly, oh, God, you are worthy to be praised, oh, God. Oh, God, and also we thank you, God, for healing, God. We thank you for your healing powers, oh, God. We thank you, God, for visiting the sick and shedding, oh, God. We thank you, God, that every request of healing, God, that you answer, God, and heal them, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that even the prophets and prophetess that and normally be on the line, God, you know, maybe what they're going through, God, that you will help them and continue to lead them and take them through all the obstacles in their lives or what they need help in, oh, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for traveling mercies, God. We want to thank you, God, for even protecting our family, our children, God, and even protecting having your hedge of protection over us, oh God, and our household, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for our leader, oh God, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and their family and children and loved ones that surround them, oh God. And we thank you for each and every one on this line, and even those who are not on this line, oh God. We thank you as well for their loved ones and the protection that you have given them, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for giving us energy, God. We thank you, God, for giving us solutions, God, to our situations and problems, God. We thank you for walking through life with us, holding our hands, oh, God. We thank you, God, for this high calling that you brought on our lives, even when we did not know, God. We want to thank you, God, because truly we was yours before we was anyone else, oh, God. And we just want to give you our honor and praise and glory. We love you, God, in your precious holy name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And, Lord, we come to you and we lift up your holy name and we say thank you, God. Lord, we come to you with open hearts and open mind and open eyes and open ears to receive all the blessings and all the things that you have for us, God. Father God, we love you and we give you thanks and we give you praise. You are a great God. a God of breakthrough. You are a God of miracles. You are a God of second chances. You are the God of increase in our lives. You are the God of faithfulness. You are the God of victory of any circumstances or situations we go through. We thank you, God, for the victory because the battle has already been won. We thank you, God, for the debt cancellation, God. We thank you, God, for right planning and strategies and strategizing and knowing when to speak, God. We thank you, God. God, you are the God of grace, and we thank you, God. And you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank you right now as we come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. And even, Father God, as your word say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continue to be in our mouth. And, Father God, we give you praise. We give you honor, and we give you glory. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world gives, but as you give unto us, Father God. We thank you for that agape love, that, hallelujah, that unconditional love. And, Father God, let us saturate our lives, saturate our homes and our communities all over the land in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you will give us peace, God. Lord Jesus, be our peacemaker right now in the name of Jesus. Tear down every wall of partition, Lord Jesus, and be our peacemaker in every aspect of our life right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. God, everyone that is on this line that needs healing, Father God, I thank you right now. By your stripes, they are already healed in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare victory and healing in their life right now. Everyone, hallelujah, that don't have, hallelujah, the right mind, I speak it, Lord. Let this mind, and I decree and declare, be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that those things that we thought we couldn't do, Father God, I thank you right now that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you are the lift of our heads right now. I thank you, Father God, that you're making us the head and not the tail. You're putting us on top and not beneath. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you can do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask to think according to the power that worketh in us. In Jesus' name, God created us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us, Father God. Hallelujah, and restore your unspeakable joy in our life, God. In the name of Jesus, joy in the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for every family right now. And I, hallelujah, I come against generational curses. Right now, in the name of you, I call it cancel, null, and void right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, even not Jordan. I thank you for our, hallelujah, our beloved Pastor, Prophetess, Devil Jordan, and their beloved family and grandchildren. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for, hallelujah, Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan. We plead the blood over her. Hallelujah, Mother, hallelujah, Pastor, Prophetess Mary Barron. We plead it over her. We plead it over the company of prophets right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all our elders, our bishops, our, hallelujah, our pastors, teachers, and hallelujah, apostles, hallelujah, all over the land. And Father God, we thank you right now that you will break out revival all over the land right now in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough for your people right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for every word, every utterance that was done on this call today. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, because even as the psalmist began to sing and declare that it's another day that the Lord has kept us. And, Father, we want to declare and say thank you for keeping us with our mind stayed on you. We want to thank you, Father, for divine protection. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have destined and what you have promised unto us. Father, we will not become weary, nor will we become weak, nor will we turn around and walk away from that which you have promised us, Father. But, Father, we choose to stand this night. We choose to stand and believe all that you have said, because, Father, it's not going to be by might nor by power, but it's going to be by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we will not become weary. Oh, God, but we will stand, we will stand, we will stand. And, Father, I pray and I ask you in your precious name, Father, give us that standing anointing to stand in spite of what's happening, to stand in spite of what others are saying. Father, cause us to stand. Cause us to be a people that stand strong in your word, stand strong in your power, stand strong in your anointing. Father, cause us to stand and cause us not to back back, Father, because the gates of hell will not prevail against us, because we're standing in your name. We're standing and speaking your word in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the healing of the land, Father. We thank you for the healing of relationships in the name of Jesus. And, Father, not only are you healing relationship, but, Father, you're righting the wrong in the name of Jesus. But truly, this is the day that you have made, Father. And, Father, because you made this day, we are standing and we are moving forward in your name, in power and in strength, Father. Father, cause us to walk in this new day that you have prepared for us. Father, cause it to be a day of creativity, a day of favor, a day of supernatural doors being opened, Father. And, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that the enemy will not have any gainsay. And that which the enemy has designed to do, it will not prosper. It will fall to the ground and it will die. So, Father, order our footsteps this day, and allow thy will to be done. Not our will, but let thy will be done. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the honor, now and forevermore, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, right before we close, Father, we lift up Shauna, Father. Father, touch her from the crown of her head, even unto the soles of her feet. And Father, we call asthma to come under the name of Jesus, because it must bow at your name. In the name of Jesus, it will not have any power. It will not have any authority over her. Father, open up her lungs. Open up, Lord, her breathing area in the name of Jesus. And Father, she too will stand, and she too will declare that by your stripes that she has already been healed. And Father, I pray also, Lord, for any type of test that Prophetess Regina is taking, Lord. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that she's going to come out on top, because she's going to win in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that fear will not have any power over her life, over anything that she chooses to do, but she shall rise up and she shall call you blessed, because she is a walking miracle. And Father, we declare it and we say it to be so in the name of Jesus. We thank you for everything that you're doing and for the lives of your people that's on this call tonight. To you be honor and glory, man, forever. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, people of God. We love you. We just enjoying the Lord. Amen. I feel like I can go on another hour or two.
Because amen.
The anointing is.
Yes.
There's freedom. Yes. There's liberty. The anointing is going to destroy everything that has tried to hinder us and have tried to stop us. We win, people of God. We win. We win. All right, because we have already read the end of the book. So, people of God, we just thank you. I want to acknowledge you, every one of you, and thank you for staying strong and for standing with us, because God is bringing standing strength with his people. We are not going to give up and turn around and turn the towel, but we're going to stand until the end. We're going to endure hardship like a good soldier, because we win, we win, we win, and our reward is sure. Amen. So, people of God, I'm going to decrease. I feel all fired up. I feel like running through this house in the name of Jesus. We're probably going to do this on Friday night with our prayer pajama party, but we're going to give God the victory and the glory. So I'm going to decrease. Naomi, please take this thing over. Hallelujah. I feel good in my spirit. Things are getting ready to go forth. Thank you, Naomi. We love you. We love you, prophets. Keep on keeping on. Prophets Naomi.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Deborah. We love you. We appreciate everything that you're doing. And yes, people of God, we're going to be back here at 11:55 with the lineup and ready to pray, going into our Wednesday night, midnight, morning prayer call.
want to give a few announcements. We will be back here at 9 a.m. I will be back here at 9 a.m. With our Master Prophet, our Archbishop, who's going to be here teaching, and we're teaching out of the power of the blood. So if you don't have your book, you know what you got to do. You got to join the Book of the Month Club. Get your book. Check your emails, okay? Check your emails if you're definitely interested in the Book of the Month and just seeing and keeping updated what is going on around the ministry. Is there any other announcements from any other company of Brock Prophets concerning the ministry? Please do so.
Amen. And this is Prophetess Jessica Jordan, and I just wanted to remind everyone that later today at noon, we will have the Pop Life Show Talk Tuesday, where myself, I will be the host along with Prophetess Deanna. So we hope to see everyone back out there for a very exciting show. Thank you.
Amen, amen. So tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell someone. We're on this live conference call. We are live and in action, okay? And then, people of God, do not forget this Friday, okay? We want to see your pictures while you're praying in your pajamas. Tag Pastor Deborah praying in your pajamas, just regular top-bottom pajama set. We're going to be at the Episcopal residence with Pastor Deborah Joy as well on this live conference call. We're looking to have over 200 people on this live conference call, okay? So definitely tell a friend, tell a neighbor to join us on Facebook Live, Periscope, where we're going to be praying, and we're looking to have over 200 people. Pastor Masters, we're going to call you and give you the update. So the
Amen.
Women of your church, if they all gather together, we can get that count, because we're looking to have 200 or more people praying on that night, going the first Friday of the month and lifting up our spiritual mothers, Mothers in Zion, our Deborahs, our Ruths. We want to lift them up, lift them all up in this season, especially coming into Mother's Day and touching those that have lost mothers or anything, just to also be in remembrance. Okay. All right, people, now I will chat with you guys later, and I will see you all back here at 9 a.m. in the morning. God bless.
Amen.
Good night.